أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يدعون من دون الله لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون أموات غير أحياء وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون. إلهكم إله واحد فالذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة قلوبهم منكرة وهم مستكبرون. لا جرم أن الله يعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون إنه لا يحب المستكبرين. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 18 to ayah 23 of Surah An-Nahl. The discussion: Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the creator, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the perfect creator. And whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created, on the one hand, it is a token of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's majesty, Allah Ta'ala's greatness. On the other hand, many of that which Allah has created has been a benefit to man. And Allah Ta'ala had known our needs even before we understood our own needs. So hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues, and now the contrast that is being drawn here: وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and those deities, those object of worship, which the disbelievers call worship besides Allah, لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا, they have not created anything. وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ, however, they themselves have been created. When we do this comparison, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is our creator, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the creator of the entire universe, Allah is the sustainer, our sustainer, the sustainer of the entire universe, Allah has put everything into perspective, and that power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And now when you do this comparison, that these beings, whether they were idols or they are idols that are being worshipped, whether they are individuals that are being worshipped, whoever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws this comparison, that there is no one else but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who's the Khaliq. Everything else besides Allah is makhluq. Everything else besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been created. So hence, how is it possible that somebody worships a thing or a person or an individual that has been created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Amwatun ghayru ahya. Every object that is being worshipped, whether it be again humans, whether it be angels, whether it be objects, all of that Allah Ta'ala refers to amwat. They are all dead. In other words, there was a point of time in life where they were non-existent, and then death will come upon them eventually, and hence they, Allah Ta'ala says, غَيْرُ أَحْيَا, they have no life. In other words, because death will come upon them, and comparatively then, Allah Ta'ala is Al-Hayy. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is ever living. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has been, and Allah Ta'ala will be forever. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ, and the second part of it is that they don't even know when they will be resurrected. So they are also going to be resurrected. That is the one point that Allah brings. They are also going to be questioned by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but they don't have the knowledge of when Qiyamah will come. They don't have the knowledge about all the other aspects that Allah Ta'ala has hidden from them. So how can they be gods and how can they be worshipped? Ilahukum ilahun wahid. Your ilah, your Rabb, your deity, your object of worship, ilahun wahid, is one ilah, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, Allah ta'ala says the truth after discussing the deities and their absolute non-status. Allah ta'ala says, فَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, those who do not believe in the akhirah, قلوبهم munkira. Their hearts are one that rejects. Their hearts have rejected. That is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And all the proofs can be placed in front of them. All the logic can be put in front of them. But the truth of the matter is that they are arrogant. لَا جَرَمَا. Undoubtedly, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows what they conceal, and Allah Ta'ala knows what they reveal. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. And certainly Allah Ta'ala does not love the arrogant, those who have become haughty. They are disliked by Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.